Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rick Sagisi knows baseball is more than just the physical training. It takes guts, heart, and drive. Rick Sagisi offers professional baseball and softball mentoring for players of all ages. Rick was a star player in high school and went on to play for the University of Miami. Played in the College World Series. He's played with Aubrey Huff of the Orioles and Pat Burrell of the Tampa Bay Rays and has been coached by some of the biggest names in professional baseball. Rick is currently a scout for the Cleveland Indians and a recruiter for the University of Miami. In 30 or 60-minute sessions, you get private, one-on-one coaching, guaranteed to improve your game. Rick Sagisi is more than just a coach. He is a mentor, helping kids stay on track, on the field, and in school. Call to find out more, 777-4435. And for a limited time, Rick is offering a special discount to Fox Sports Radio listeners. So call now, 777-4435, or visit thinkoutsidethediamond.com. Rick Sagisi, professional baseball mentoring.
Hey guys, Coach Rick Sagisi here, Think Outside the Diamond. Thank you for coming on our show today and listening in our lab. This is exclusive to lab members only. We're going to have Ryan Johnston, and he's from a great company in Chicago called Johnston Baseball, who does Be Different. I love it. So we're going to get him on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about some stuff here. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. How's the weather up there over there in Chicago?
You know, it's gorgeous today. I think there's like three clouds in the sky, so it's a good day for baseball. A lot of summer games getting played today.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's been rainy down here, so you know that's good. You guys have better weather than we do today. That's great. Wanted to just talk a little bit about I see that the Be Different a lot, and I think that's really, really eye-catching and really cool. I wanted to know, how did that that kind of slogan come about for you?
You know, that's a great question. I was actually talking to a group of kids. You know, most of our stuff comes, through conversations with players of all ages, and our best stuff definitely comes kind of on the fly. So, this particular thing that just kind of stuck was we were doing hills, actually. And, I was talking to them and getting them pumped up. And I said, you know, by definition, not every team can be above average. You guys got to do something different. If you guys slack on these hills, and, you know, it might feel good for a second, but, you know, it's not getting you better in the way that you guys have told me and your parents and your teammates that you want to get better. So you guys have to do something different. And the guy next to you even, you know, we're going to have an average on our team, whether it's an above average of everybody else, but either way, if you want to be the best on this team, best everywhere else, you know, you have to do something different, think, act, and perform differently. So that's kind of where that came from. It's kind of the context behind, you know, the simplicity of it, and you can carry that to one of our transferable success tools. You know, you talk about mentoring kids in school and anything they want to be good at. If they want to be better than everybody, they have to do something different, and not necessarily different in the tactics, but maybe just more of it. You know, you can do the same movements, mechanics, whatever it is, but if you don't practice it more, you know, there's definitely a lot of context that goes in there. It doesn't have to be like polar opposite. It just has to be better or more of.
Definitely. That's really cool. And I love that slogan. And I think it's a great motto, because I think everyone needs to have that mindset of, you know, be different, you know, and that's really cool. I was wondering how that came about. That's really cool. We saw that you coached the top tier baseball. Is that, can you explain a little bit about that? And, you know, what did you gain out of that experience? And did you see certain players that maybe, you know, did you see certain ones that were more driven to some other players that you maybe some other travel ball teams that you've coached in the past. Was there a difference with that top tier? Because I know they've been successful. They've had, like, you know, I think over 400 people, players go on to play college. So did you see something different when you were being a coach for them that maybe other travel teams you didn't see as much?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about the kids who, you know, have the talent and they have the coaching, they have the resources. You know, they're there to play with a program like that to get to the next level. You know, and then you get the kids who are just very talented and help, you know, the program win. They might go on and play college baseball. Maybe it's not, you know, top of the line, you know, competition. Maybe it's something where they're looking to get an education specifically in a specific field, and maybe the baseball team's not very good. So, you know, just from that aspect. But there's definitely kids, even in a program like that, who are definitely there to play and definitely want the college experience. And then there's kids who are, you know, way over the top driven and are looking to play specifically at Vanderbilt or LSU or TCU and do everything it possibly takes to get that done.
That's cool. So yeah, that's you could tell why they were so successful, because those kids were driven, you know, and they had goals, to aspirations to go and play at big schools. That's cool. That's great. I know we also talked. I saw that you were the head baseball recruiting coach at the National Collegiate Scouting Association. Can you kind of talk a little bit about, you know, how you've helped? I think it said like over 1,500 kids find the right fit for college baseball. Is there something that you could share with the audience that, you know, these people are going on and they're trying to look for the right fit, and they always sometimes go for the biggest school or the best name or the best offer, but that's not always the best fit for them. So what did you do and how did you help these kids find the right fit, you know, when they started, you know, pursuing the college experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. NCSA is a great organization. They're a great organization. They recently changed their name from National Collegiate Scouting Association to Next College Student Athlete, I think is what it's called, Next College Student Athlete. So if that's
okay.
You guys are listening, that's what you're looking for. That's what it's going to be, Next College Student Athlete. But when I was there, it was National Collegiate Scouting Association, same company, same guys. You know, the biggest thing is you got to know what you want, right? So if you're looking for a school out east and the only schools that are contacting you are, you know, in here in the Midwest or vice versa, you got to know what you want to find the right fit. You know, it's got to be good regionally. It's got to be in your budget. It's got to not leave you without, you know, a ton of debt. Like, don't play college baseball at the expense of, you know, six figures or, you know, be walking out of debt with six figures. You know, that's for sure. So, it just depends. It's got to be in your budget. It's got to be in your region. They've got to have the majors that you want and go from there.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah, because so many kids, I think they just go on to, you know, just they go in the name. They, you know, will, you know, they can get the best scholarship or the best school, you know, and that's part of it. But, you know, a lot of times they forget about, you know, other things, because everyone's career at some point comes to an end. Hopefully the idea is to play as long as you can, but you want to gain something from that college, you know, like what they want to study and stuff like that. So, and then obviously, you know, the budgeting aspect too, because I know these schools are just going through the roof now with all these, the average tuition is like, it's just absolutely up 20 or 30% 10 years ago. So it's something that you have to definitely, you know, spend a lot of time to consider it. That's awesome. Can you explain a little bit too, you know, like what did you, you know, when you coach an athlete or, you know, and you're helping them, what do you find some of the biggest mistakes, biggest, you know, hurdles that you have to get over with a kid? Is it, you know, is it their, when you're trying to mentor them, is it more school? Is it, you know, is it more the mental aspect of the game, or is it, you know, the home life? What do you find that's been the game changing for your company?
Yeah, definitely. You know, confidence is a huge thing with us. You know, if you're confident, your body moves better. You know, just from what it's trying to do and what you're trying to get it to accomplish. You know, and then home life, I would say, you know, a lot of people get sucked into their parents telling them they're too busy and their parents, You know, there's both sides of it. There's the parent who pushes the kid who doesn't want it, and then there's the parent who slows the kid down who really wants it. You know, it's very hard to find that fine line and that gray area of, well, he's just too busy. And part of it is kid needs to take responsibility in that situation and say, like, okay, hey, well, you know, maybe the parents are too busy. Maybe they are working two jobs, or they are working all the time, or it's overtime season for them, or whatever it is. And they've got to know, like, hey, I got to find a way to get my tee work in, even though mom and dad can't drive me to a cage. Like, I have to hit wiffle balls into the, you know, into a tarp, or put, like, tie t-shirts together and hang it from the garage. Like, what, you got to find a way. You know, there's a solution to every problem. And it can't just be letting your development sit in the hands of, you know, other people.
Definitely. No, that's great. And I think that's the biggest thing too, is that kids have to find a way, and they, you don't always have to, like, have a bat and a ball to get better. You know, so just finding a way to enhance your abilities and making things happen rather than waiting for things to happen. But that's really good. Well, yeah, I wanted to definitely just showcase your knowledge and your expertise in the field of the recruiting process, and some of the things that, you know, you see that separated some of the players, especially, you know, being a travel ball coach. Are you going to be coaching any teams this summer at all, or are you going to be specifically just kind of doing a lot of development part this summer?
This summer, just mainly focusing on the development. I help out with a couple teams here and there. We have there's a couple more teams I'm more involved with than others, but for the main part of the summer, I'll just be focusing on development and hopefully spend a lot of time out at the baseball field and softball field and helping everybody out, getting some good
That's
video
great.
Out, talking to coaches,
well, awesome.
Talking to coaches, showing up at showcases.
That's great. And do you guys do a lot of softball too? Do you have a lot of softball, you know, athletes?
Yeah, we have a few. You know, that's definitely going to be, you know, with some of the technology we have and stuff, and that's definitely going to be a bigger part of our business soon. So, you know, be on the lookout for some rebranding and things like that.
That's great. Yeah, because I think it's a big market. You know, so it seems like softball is just getting stronger, and I hope that it's not the case. But it seems like baseball seems like sometimes it's slowing down a little bit, and kids are going to other places. But softball seems really strong, so I think that's a really good market to stay in and get into for sure. Well, you answered all the questions, and you were really so efficient that we actually got done in almost 15 minutes. So. But I wanted to appreciate taking your time to come on the show and give us some of that insight. And we'll be definitely following you on social media, and you have some great posts. So keep it up, and hopefully someday we can maybe hook up somewhere, if it's in Florida or in Chicago, and collaborate.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a blast. I really appreciate it, Rick. Thanks. And I'll make sure we're going to repost anything you post about this to get people in the lab with Rick.
Yeah, baby. That sounds like a plan. And if we get people in the lab, I want to get more people in there and people to understand it, and also get people like yourself to become part of it, and, you know, and be maybe in, even put some of your stuff in there and become actually the owner of the lab. So I'll be reaching out to you soon to talk about that.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, Ryan.
All right, you too. Bye.
So there you are, guys. Coach Ryan Johnston from Johnston Baseball out of Chicago, you know, gave you some insight there on, you know, basically when he works for the NCSA, which is now a different name, but they do the same thing. You know, just, you know, trying to find the right fit for kids. And again, some of the things that he's done in Chicago area and some of the players he's helped with the top tier travel league, and which is one of the top travel programs in the country. So exclusive to lab members only right here, guys. So get in the lab. And like I said, this is going to be a game changer. My goal is to get as many people, as many coaches, as many things as you guys can have in there to hear from different voices to enhance your game. If it's visually, mentally, physically, strength, flexibility, I mean, we're getting all these different professional people in the field of those, expertise areas, and we're providing exclusive information. So I hope you guys really not only enjoy the lab, but pass on the word. And if you do pass on the word, I'm going to be offering 3 months ASH subscription. So if you add one free month to for each person that you refer, and I will give you a discount code for the person you're referring. So they'll get a discount, and you'll get a free month. Win-win. Can't beat it. Guys, till then, I'll see you in the lab.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza, a large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh. This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.